Few of you, however, have held my hand offline. Simply put, I couldn't have done it without you. That's because I think while I write, and I talk while I think. For that, I have been blessed with dear friends, esteemed colleagues, and welcomed strangers. My debt of gratitude transcends these modest acknowledgments. Master editor and collaborator Ellen Daly, if ever I've seen genius at work, you are it. Your clarity in navigating where I was coming from and where I needed to go kept me on course. I will always hear your voice, my personal GPS, recalculating the way. Laura Blum, my co-editor and poetic muse, you are a living thesaurus. There is no one with whom I would love to play with words and refine ideas more than you. Gail Winston, my fearless editor at HarperCollins, thank you for believing in me again. Sarah Mangus, you and I began this adventure with a daring proposal. Your editorial contribution was invaluable. Tracy Brown, my literary agent, I trust you wholeheartedly, a scarce commodity as these pages will demonstrate. Yuli Mazinovsky, you always remind me of the importance of telling a story, on the page or on the screen. The best ideas rarely arise in one isolated mind, but rather develop in networks of curious and creative thinkers. Throughout these pages, I have quoted many of those whose pioneering insights, both in conversation and in writing, have helped me shape the ideas in this book. I am particularly grateful to Michelle Shankman, Ulrich Clement, Janice Abrams-Spring, Janet Ripstein, Tammy Nelson, Ellen Bader, Meg John Barker, Helen Fisher, Marta Meana, Eric Klinenberg, Eric Berkowitz, and Pepper Schwartz. The cross-fertilization that comes from being in an interdisciplinary study group has been critical to honing both my questions and my conclusions. Diana Fosha, Doug Brown Harvey, George Fowler, Natasha Prynne, and Megan Fleming. Thank you for holding me accountable during the early stages of this project. Joshua Wolf Schenk, you made being stuck less frightening. I would not have dared to let this book see the light of day without my discerning team of readers. Your comments showed me the cracks and shone light through them. Catherine Frank, every therapist who takes up the quill should be so lucky as to have a cultural anthropologist with your creativity and depth of insight by her side. Peter Frankel and Harriet Lerner, you are cherished colleagues and uniquely astute and direct critics. Steve Andreas, Guy Winch, Aviva Gitlin, Dan McKinnon, Ian Kerner, Margie Nichols, Carol Gilligan, and Virginia Goldner. I needed the authoritative feedback of leading clinicians, teachers, and thinkers. Jesse Kornblatt, Hannah Rosen, David Bornstein, and Patricia Cohen, you are wizards of the pen, and your comments helped me to speak a language understood by all. Dan Savage and Terry Real, you are my kindred spirits. David Lewis, Daniel Mandil, Irina Baranoff, Blair Miller and Daniel Okulich, nothing gets past your penetrating faculties. Diana Adams and Ed Vessel, I'm especially thankful for your guidance as I wrote about non-monogamy. Olivia Natt and Jesse Baker, you added a valuable younger perspective with your feedback. Alyssa Quart, brainstorming titles with you is a lot of fun. My team. Malika Bomik, my research intern, hats off on a job exquisitely done. You brought order to my chaos. And speaking of order, Lindsay Rutofsky and Amanda Deeker, you made it possible for me to dedicate my time and attention to my book. Early on, I was also helped by a quartet of talented students, Brittany Mercante, Annabelle Moore, Nicole Arnault, and Alexandra Castillo. I look forward to seeing you blossom in your careers. Thank you to all my colleagues who attend my monthly training and supervision groups. There is no better